Sporting CF or Sporting CF, something like that. If he didn't go out, he won't have gotten into that team. That would eventually be the start of a great career. So that is why you must go out, to utilize your talent. Utilizing your talent is very, very important, because that is why you are here in the first place. That is why you are in this world. You are not useless. You are needed. The universe needs you. The society needs you. Forget what people tell you. People tell you that you are, maybe they insult you in different ways. Don't mind them. Those are human beings. The universe has designed you to make it better. The universe has designed you to contribute to its betterment. You are sent here to make the world a better place. And how you can make the world a better place is by utilizing that talent that you have been created with. It could be playing football. It could be music. It could be technology. It could be different things. But you must be able to utilize your talents. You must be able to utilize your gifts to be able to make the world a better place, to be able to fulfill that purpose, to be able to create a very great legacy for yourself, your generation, your family, in such a way that even after 40 years, you will be remembered as that man that did this, as that woman that did this. But in order for you to be remembered, in order for you to have a positive legacy, you need to go out and utilize your talents. You need to go out and look at different places you can utilize that talent you have. You can utilize that gift you have. Number four. Another importance of going out is to fulfill your potential. Everybody is born with a potential. Everybody is born with a talent. Everybody is born with something they are sent to contribute to the world. But you won't be able to realize it. You won't be able to use it. You won't be able to utilize it or fulfill your potential without going out. You have to go out to fulfill your potential. If you do not go out, you won't be able to make friends that will develop you. If you do not go out, you won't be able to realize what you are good at. So you need to go out. You need to go out to see the world. You need to go out to look at different places where you can utilize your talents in order for you to fulfill your potential, in order for you to fulfill your purpose. You need to go out. It is very important, because that is why you are sent. That is why I am sent here. That is why I'm in this world. To utilize my talent in order to fulfill my purpose. So it is very important for you to go out. Another reason is it opens up a new part of our minds. I spoke of maturity. Maturity, wisdom, strength, and new self-control, they are all parts of our minds that are they are all parts of our lives that need to be part of us. They need to be part of our lives. Consistency, self-control, maturity, experiences are all needed for a human being to be able to navigate his life in the right manner. If you have, one-dimensional mind, no shades, you'll just navigate your life in one dimension, and that's not good, because that path that you think, or that path that you are satisfied with navigating your life towards, might actually end up being bad. So why you need to open up a new part of your mind by going out is for you to have different ways you can navigate your life. If this place doesn't work for you, another place might work for you. If that part doesn't work for you, another part might work for you. So you need to go out to open up a new part, to open up a new part of your mind. Different people do courses in communications, business, even English or something else. That is the idea. You need to go out to open up a new part of your mind. There's a saying that variety is the spice of life. If you go out, you'll be able to have a mind, a flexible mind that can be able to adapt anywhere, anytime. So it is very important for you to go out, to open up a new part of your mind in order to navigate your life well, in order to have different ways you can navigate your life, in order to have alternatives that you cannot navigate your life. It might not work out for you yet, but if you have that flexible mind, if you have that mind of variety, you'll be able to navigate, you'll be able to have another option and use that option well, because you have gone out, you have opened up a new part of your mind. What is the last one? We get to experience. Experience is the best teacher. There's no human being without an experience. Now, some people might be afraid because it could be negative. It could be positive. But I want you to know this, that every experience is simply for the good of you. It's simply for the betterment of your own life. Experiences make you more matured. Experiences make you better and better. Experiences are what makes you to work on yourself. Experiences are what makes you to realize that, wow, my life isn't perfect after all. Because people need to realize that their lives are not perfect, and they consistently need to work on their lives. That is the job of getting an experience. You need to go out, you need to get that experience in order to make your life better and better. Talking to yourself is the start. However, going out is what will complement it. Even in the Bible, it said faith without work is useless. You cannot just have faith. You cannot just believe in yourself without working. You cannot just be proud of yourself. You cannot just have confidence in yourself without working. It is completely useless. You need to go out. You need to utilize that potential. You need to work. You need to utilize that potential that you have realized by talking to yourself. It is very important. I am not perfect. I have issues. I am working on myself too. I have issues as a human being. But I believe that coming here every time to speak to people will develop me. So that is a good start, I hope. But I want you to realize that you need to go out. It is very, very important. Go out. There is someone, there are people, there is a place that needs your potential, that needs your talent, that needs your gifts. But you won't realize it by just sitting back at home. You need to go out. You will face challenges. Do not be afraid of the challenges you would face. You would face challenges. But know this, you are a human being and you are vulnerable to challenges. Challenges are like experiences. Experiences are what makes you more matured to be able to navigate your life in a better manner. You need experiences as a human being. they are what makes you a better person. Do not let experiences weigh you down. Do not let challenges make you go back and lock yourself. No. Take them as a loophole to be able to work on yourself, to be able to look at those specks in your life that you need to remove in order for you to start again and start better. If you just sit in the house talking, lamenting and thinking you won't go anywhere, you will remain in that spot. Nobody is designed to be a secondary character. Everybody is designed to be the protagonist of his own life and of the society at large. You need to realize that you can't just sit down there and complain. You need to go out and utilize your potential. You are not a secondary character. You are not sent to this world to push another person. You are sent to this world to push yourself to become the best. But you won't realize this by just sitting in the house. You would realize this by going out and looking for different places you can utilize your potential. Remember what I said in week one. You are the protagonist of your own life. And for you to achieve that, you need to step out and begin to walk. Going out helps you embrace the new dawn. And embracing the new dawn means embracing the fact that you are in this universe for a reason. And for you to realize that purpose, that reason, you need to go out to the world where there are many things you experience and witness as a human being. You are designed for a purpose. You are in this world for a purpose. That is why you were born. That is why, of all people, you were born on that day. You are in this world for a purpose. But you can't just sit back at home and realize that purpose. You need to go out. You need to embrace the new dawn. You need to realize your purpose. You need to utilize your potential. You need to utilize your talent in order for you to achieve that purpose, which will later lead to a better legacy, a positive legacy that people would remember you for even after you are gone. You look at people like Martin Luther King. You look at people like different icons. Is it in Hollywood, in football, in different places? You realize that they had to go out, they had to hustle to get to where they are. If they had not embraced the new dawn, if they had not hustled, if they had not gone out, and if they had let every challenge weigh them down, they wouldn't be where they are. I said something about times when Ronaldo won't even score any goal. I said something about times when Ronaldo will miss chances that people will start ridiculing him on Twitter or anywhere. But that didn't make him stop. He kept on striving and striving and striving. And that is what makes you the best. By striving, ignoring what people say, and by working constantly on yourself. Going out is very essential for you to move forward in life. Go out and hustle, because no one will do it for you except yourself. You are special. You are lovely. Let the world witness it. Thank you very much, and may God bless you. Forever and for and ever, my name remains Mr. Facts, speaking from CGSF Radio 90.1 FM. Have a very lovely weekend, and enjoy the EPL. That's if you watch it, especially if you're a Chelsea fan.